Now, the other thing that has come up a lot in what people are discussing on our Facebook analysis of this, if you want to go there, it's facebook.com/thenakedscientist. Jason Wallace says, I'd love a hydrogen car. Well, actually he says, hell yes, but I'm paraphrasing. He says, the fact that there's one filling station, though, and it's in, and he quite funnily writes, Swindon, but you can't find the hydrogen for sale. I think this raises a very pertinent point about the infrastructure, though, isn't it? It's all very well having people trying to consume hydrogen as a fuel source, but if there's nowhere to fill your car, that's not very good.
Well, absolutely. It's a chicken and egg dilemma, and it's well recognised. The way that that it's being addressed is that you're starting off with nuclei, foci of hydrogen production, and around from there, businesses will get their fleets running off hydrogen, and those will grow from the nuclei and eventually be connected. And there are hydrogen highways, the famous ones in California, and there are some coming up in Germany now. I forget the numbers, but Germany already has quite a lot of hydrogen filling stations, and if you look at what they've got planned for the next 10 years, they're really serious about moving on to a hydrogen transport system, and we can follow.
So, that's encouraging.